Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, April 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a very special guest all week long. We have great guests. But first, we want to announce some of our radio appearances today. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Time, we're going to appear with Daryl Smith. At 5 o'clock, we're going to appear on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll radio show. Then at 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to be on with Johnny Hayes. Her show is The New World Order Disorder. So you can look on the Wing TV homepage for all those that are in the right-hand column. Also on our homepage, we have a great article, the lead article by Dave McGowan. It was written a few months ago, and it's called Beware of Peak Oil. Now, to speak about this subject, which is one of the big, heavy-duty subjects facing us today, is Mr. Dick Eastman. So, Dick, welcome to Wing TV.
Hi, Dick.
Hello, Victor. Hello, Lisa.
Well, we're glad you're here today. And to start things off, I'm sure most everybody knows by now what peak oil is. But for those people that don't, give us a very brief overview of what exactly peak oil is and what the peak oil cabal wishes to accomplish with it.
Well, peak oil is a explanation or a prediction that the amount of oil available to society is going to reduce to such a point called negative returns. It's not diminishing returns, but negative returns. In that it'll become more expensive to acquire oil, to extract it, than it will be to than the services that oil will actually produce.
Okay,
so individuals like Mike Rupert want us to think this is the single most important issue that people should focus on today, and they interweave it with 9/11. What's your take on this, Dick?
If it's true, if it were true, it would be the single most important issue. Because if the oil was depleted in the short run, or into the point where our civilization, which is oil-dependent, can't function, there could be stringencies that would be fatal. It's what is called the catastrophe in when you have a sudden change that is so dramatic and sudden that it changes all the other variables in the society and would be catastrophic with losses of population. So that is if it were true. Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to tell you, and what I know you've had many very good people speaking on this subject, and you are quite competent yourself, probably in most areas better than myself, but there's one area I want to discuss, and that is, even though peak oil is a falsehood and a deception intended to cover up various things, it is also, it is what it is intending to cover up that could be equally as evil and dangerous and lethal as what it is claiming.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because in Dave McGowan's article that came out last fall, he says that Saudi Arabia announced less than a year ago that their recoverable oil reserves have quintupled. That means they have five times more recoverable reserves than they thought they did. Now, this means that their reserves alone, just Saudi Arabia's, are more than the total recoverable reserves in the whole world, according to the peak oil guys. Also in the same article, it said that Mexico's recoverable resources now have doubled, and that if they went full max on this, their production would almost equal that of the Saudis. So, Dick, are we running out of oil on this planet?
No, I I'm not a geologist, but based on the past track record and what you have said about the reports of new supplies coming aboard, I'm inclined to think not. However, it is possible for corporations in a conspiracy, major crime on the order of 911.
Mm-hmm.
To withhold oil to the point that the catastrophe that is being predicted from peak oil would happen.
Right.
In other words, it's sort of a type of warfare, indirect warfare, where economic warfare, where you cause your enemy's vital supplies, sustaining supplies, to break down long enough to disrupt their culture. I'm asking the question of why the lie? Why have they given us this peak oil lie? Now, obvious, it's to cover up high gas prices. It gives an excuse. It says the law of diminishing returns and Mother Nature have conspired to raise gas prices just at this moment. When we know that it's monopoly pricing, administered pricing, that is, and the wars and responses to that, but they've goosed that price not because they were forced by the invisible hand of fixed and diminishing oil supplies, but simply because they could.
Yeah,
okay, I'd like you to elaborate on a comment you made in the hard evidence group. You said peak oil disinformation is being used to push a no middle class world.
All right. What I'm saying is economic sabotage can take place and it can be excused or covered up with the story of peak oil. If, for example, foreign powers were at war with the United States but were using indirect warfare rather than a direct frontal attack and a declaration of war, they could infiltrate our institutions, they could take over they could buy off our corporation people, or they would ally themselves with our corporations, which are not really ours in any sense anymore, they're international.
Mm-hmm.
And they could then conspire to make an oil shortage that would be sufficient to disrupt our economy to such an extent that there would be loss of life and the breakdown of our economic system.
Yeah. Now, what we're finding out, Dick, is that the scenario isn't that oil doesn't exist. That's the ruse. What they want us to do is think that oil doesn't exist, and one of the consequences, of course, is the much higher prices which we're seeing today. Now, also, there's people like Goldman Sachs and also an individual named Matthew Simmons, who's kind of the guru of peak oil, and they're saying that oil could get up to $180 a barrel. Now, of course, what the people in control want to do is blame OPEC for it or blame the Arabs, so we have this convenient enemy. But in reality, the real enemies, I think, are big oil, the big oil companies, which are reaping billions in profits, but also, more importantly, the speculators and investors, because if they keep thinking that oil is going to be $180 a barrel or keep rising, that's going to keep driving the price up for it. So what are your thoughts on this speculation into these, like, futures markets?
All right. Now, Simmons is an investment banker. If you can tell, and investing in oil is his business.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell people that oil is going to become very scarce in the future because of things that are out of human control, that is going to have an effect in the present value of oil. People will withhold it. You mentioned the futures market. They'll put it. They'll hold off oil, selling their oil until the very high prices in the future obtain. So that will reduce oil. That will reduce oil supply in the present and increase prices very high in the present.
Yeah.
Now, an investment banker could have various motives for saying this. One is that it was true. The other is that they want the prices to go up in the present. And you could create fictions are created in business and commodities and so forth, where a fad gets out, a rumor gets out, and billions can be made on that rumor. If you have a rumor that oil is... Suppose, for example, that we do have new finds of oil all over the world, and not only that oil replenishes itself biologically now in the present. Now, if that would mean that oil in the future is going to be very plentiful, which would bring the prices of oil right now down to the center of the earth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's true, and if you hold a lot of oil stock, what you want to do is start a counter-rumor. that will enable people, that will panic people. And you want to put it in something like Rolling Stone, so people who are interested in rock music rather than economics are going to be reading it, who have money, and they will hedge against it and invest against it, what's coming.
I'm glad you brought that up, Dick.
To enable these people to unload their shares of what will be low, of something that they know is going down, but they're trying to convince other people that these prices will be up in the future.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up the Rolling Stone article. Recently, Rolling Stone addressed the peak oil issue, and they casually dismissed oil alternatives, and we get similar claims from Big Oil, the left, and even within the 9/11 truth movement. Rupert is a classic example. So what are they really saying, Dick, and what's your response?
Well, I'm saying that those dismissals are just that. They're completely vacuous. There was nothing behind any of them. They just brushed them off. The fact is, if there's going to be a catastrophe in oil, it will be man-made. And if it's man-made, it's going to be in the short run. Because in the long run, we can adjust to oil depletion. If it were really happening the way they say it is, we could adjust to it. We could develop other things. But it's a matter of, will it happen in too short a run? Because in the end, there's no problem of technology, of taking over. This type of thinking ignores changes in technology.
Right.
I just jotted down a few things. In the 15th century, the forests had receded from urban areas, and in England, the rumor was out that they would run out of wood. And it never happened because coal was substituted for charcoal. In 1865, William Jevons, an economist, said that coal was running out and industry would collapse. In 1914, the U.S. Bureau of Mines said that the absolute total supply of oil was 6 million barrels. In the early 1800s, it was predicted that our main source of home lighting was whale oil, and that there'd be extinction of whales, and that we'd be living in darkness.
Yeah, there was.
So basically, we're being manipulated with a doom panic, as people have been in the past.
Exactly.
And right, and they're completely ignorant of the fact that technology sets up. For example, coal. When the whale oil got scarce, people invented vegetable oils, lard oil, coal gas, which is kerosene, and coal oil, which is kerosene, and eventually that kerosene was made from petroleum, and all of these through little innovations of the small people adopting to these high prices.
Right, and we're paying for it now. Dick, whenever we talk about peak oil, we always have to bring in the concept of depopulation. And since we mentioned Mike Rupert, let me read you a couple quotes real quick from Ken Adachi from Educate Yourself. He said that Rupert is the principal mole in charge of peak oil disinformation, and also that this is a typical covert grooming job. And here's what Mike Rupert said about overpopulation. He said that we need to take immediate steps to arrive at a crash program to stop global population growth and to arrive at the best possible and most ethical program of population reduction. What are your thoughts on people like Mike Rupert saying we need to wipe people out from the face of the earth?
That's an interesting statement. It seems that he's saying because it's going to happen through the acts of Mother Nature and her stinginess with oil, we might as well start doing it ahead of time ourselves.
It's just incredible.
So, go ahead.
Yes.
So I would like to know, do you think the same group of elites are behind both 9/11 and peak oil?
They would have to be. We know the oil companies are involved in both. The same families, the same ruling elite. And that's true. But I want to say why peak oil is wrong. No one has done an inventory on all the known reserves. There's no audits being done that oil companies only do their peak reserves for short periods. It's like a company building up an inventory for its sales in the next 5-10 years. And the size of proved reserves tells us nothing about the sufficiency of future absolute reserves. Now that's, and they're basing their, the peak oil thing is based on these proven reserves, which are not really intended to be an inventory of all the oil wealth in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's false information.
Now when we read the peak oil literature, you can't help but notice that there is this gloom and doom, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they want to con us into believing that all these horrible things will happen, like hyperinflation, an energy crisis, climate change, epidemics, and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So what can people do? I mean, it seems like they want to return us to this feudal type of system where the middle class is going to be wiped out. What can people do to avoid falling into this trap?
Well, my solution is to, of course, has always been to look at the Pentagon evidence that shows the 9-1-1 was a hoax. And from there, from grabbing that piece of root that is stuck up from the ground, pull the whole thing out.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, Dick. Tell everybody about the hard evidence group.
Well, we're a group of 9-1-1 investigators who have been shut out of forums because of our wanting to look at hard evidence, the photographic evidence, the Pentagon, for example, the pictures of the wall or the video camera of the collision or the trail of damage done by the plane as it approached and knocked down lampposts and so forth, and reconciling that with witness accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Or looking at the physics of a plane hitting, or what is the boiling point of aluminum, and what would be the temperature of a burning kerosene fuel for a plane.
Right.
Looking at the hard evidence, others take other aspects of hard evidence.
And anyone that's interested in this group, Lisa will have the information at the end in her photo gallery. But when we look,
I do want to say one thing. This group is composed of mainly first wave 9/11 researchers that have now progressed to be part of the second wave. And I'm glad to be in that group. I think it's full of very intelligent, brilliant people.
Yeah. Now, Dick, when we look at peak oil, let's look at the big picture now. Of course, we have China, which is the slave labor capital of the world, so they can fill all the shelves at Walmart, and are now the world's second largest energy user. Also in the Middle East, as everyone knows, we have over 100,000 troops there still, and they have to be there for a reason. If there was no oil there, they wouldn't be there. So my question to you is, do you foresee anything in the future with the United States and America battling for these resources, or is China just a puppet of the New World Order rulers?
China, the China princelings, in my reading over the years, are united in a common cause with the American financial elites, the British, which includes Zionism in Israel, and they are the actors who are molding a world to their desires. The war, China is, peak oil is not affecting China, as it were. It's just an excuse given to the American people about why they're going to be starved of oil to the point where the quality of their civilization is going to decline.
Yep, that's exactly
now,
right.
Now, that's just an excuse, but what they're doing is reducing the United States to something like Brazil, or maybe like Brazil was 10 years ago, in fact, to weaken the middle class, which is the true enemy of this aristocratic ruling super rich elite. We who have Jeffersonian traditions and so forth, who believe in middle classes, we are the enemy. They have sequestered the wealth of the world, and you can do one of two things. You can say, you can either redistribute the wealth like Huey Long the populist, or you could or you can say, we are the superior people, and we know what to do with this wealth, and we are the real guardians of what's great about humanity, and the rest of you are superfluous. So rather than distribute to you, we're going to reduce your populations because you are merely in excess.
Uh-huh. Quickly, we had Lindsay Williams come on the show, and he told us there is no energy crisis. How do you weigh in on that?
As long as we're having this war, and when Iraq's oil is up for stakes and so forth like that, there's a crisis. There's no crisis in terms of depletion of oil coming upon us all of a sudden. That's what he meant, I think, and that's what we're not facing, I believe.
What the crisis is here, in a nutshell, is that it's affecting the American people and the American people's way of life. We're the ones suffering from this peak oil hoax. Our way of life is the one that's going to be the most affected by this hoax that's being perpetrated on us. And Dick, before we leave today, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the peak oil abiotic oil controversy. And really what peak oil is, is it's all based upon a theory of fossil fuel. And what they, when they talk about it, they don't give any alternatives. They're very empty in that. So what are your final words on abiotic oil?
Well, a member of the hard evidence group, Professor Key Dutney, sent me something on it, and that's all I'm going to say. He just wrote a letter saying that we might look at Thomas Gold's book, Deep Hot Biosphere.
Yeah.
Gold, a well-known British scientist, astronomy and earth science, maintains that oil is a byproduct of the metabolic activities of bacteria buried deep in the rocks underlying the Earth's surface. He demonstrates how, time and again, oil reservoirs that were thought to be empty refilled over a period of years. Repays close reading. Now, again, what I've been saying is that it's a hoax based, and I didn't really get into, I didn't have a chance to tell you where the hoax of the science was, but it is a hoax, and the purpose of it is to explain bad things that they want to do to us that doesn't point to them.
Right.
Exactly. That's well said. And everybody out there that wants to read more of Dick's ideas, go to the Hard Evidence Group. We'll have the contact information at the end of the show. And Dick, thank you so much for coming on Wing TV today.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Now, today we're going to be on, again, Daryl Smith, Visigoths Radio Show, also Gianni Hayes. Tomorrow we're going to have Joe Lentini on from the USS Liberty. Then Friday, our final show with Chris Emery. We're going to talk about Oklahoma City and the 10-day after rally. So tune in, folks. There is a lot going on.
Right. You can find the Hard Evidence Group on Yahoo, hardevidence@yahoogroups.com.
Very good. And we'll see you tomorrow. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.